Well, good morning. Yes, it is 7:54 a.m. on a Thursday morning, 3/21/13, 21st day of March. And yes, I am out. It's before 8 o'clock. I took the trash out because it's trash day here. And had my gear all on so that once the trash was out, all I had to do was keep going. And I did get this out of the way today. Thanks, Tara Lee, for reminding me yesterday. 17 and a half minutes for the first mile. Not a record breaker, but moving along sharply. It's a cold day today. It's 28, 32, something like that. It depends on whose thermometer you're reading, I suppose. It feels cold. I'm wearing my fleece hood today. So the microphone is clipped right next to my mouth, so I should have a little better signal today. This should be able to hear me sniff. At any rate, so yesterday I was reading through the feed reader, and I have switched over to Feedly. It seems to work pretty well. Well, it seems to work very well, actually. I might even like it better than Feed Reader, Google Reader. So, okay, yeah, fine, never mind. Move along. And there's several stories that caught my eye, not the least of which was the locust plague in Israel. And that turns out that locusts are kosher. I mean, really? Seriously? Okay then. The farmers and losing their wheat crops are gaining locust crops. That is, they're catching the locusts, selling them to local restaurants, who are doing quite a business in chocolate-covered locusts, among other things. So, yeah, locusts. All right. There's not a lot you can say about that, but I thought it was amusing and charming in a way, that taking the best of a bad situation, or making the best of a bad situation. Gotta love it. And the other was a story from the BBC about a research study carried out on 16,000 members, citizens of the European Union, on music piracy. And their goal, their objective in the research was to determine whether or not the music industry was suffering economic harm in advance of a change to EU copyright laws, regulations, ordinances, whatever they are in the European Union. And what they determined was something that we've maintained all along, and that was that the people who pirate music wouldn't buy music even if they couldn't pirate it. So, and that's the crux of it. That's the part that the music industry doesn't seem to grasp. A lot of people who pirate music, for lack of a better term, who download illegal copies in violation of copyright in the EU, at any rate, and I think it generalizes nicely, because 16,000 people across various cultures in the European Union, I think it's reasonable to expect that the findings generalize to a more or less acceptable degree to Americans as well. They're not in the habit of actually, in many cases, listening to the music. They just downloaded. Oh, I don't know if that's true. But the study was very clear that the findings of their study were that people who pirate music don't buy music. And so while the study acknowledged that the activity was in violation of copyright law, the reality of finding harm, because European copyright is a little, I think perhaps maybe a little more strict than American, that you actually have to prove damages. And this research study pretty much says, no, you can't prove damages on music copyright piracy, because you can't prove that these people who stole it were going to buy it, or would buy it, even if they hadn't pirated it. The music industry in the EU, of course, rejected the claim, figuring that it was somehow flawed. And their argument was based on, well, if they download all this music and they listen to a lot of music and it wasn't available for them to pirate, why wouldn't they buy it? And the answer is, because it costs too much, it's too inconvenient, and because it's just not within their purview to actually buy the music. I mean, it's the whole thing with book piracy as well. Cars everywhere. Everybody stopped at the stop sign and they're all waiting for me. I ain't stepping out in the middle of that street with people with blinker lights on. Ain't no way. So, yeah, I think the same thing is true with book piracy. People who pirate books, who download ebooks, aren't going to buy them. It's as simple as that. They aren't going to buy them. And so the idea that they are somehow harming me by downloading an illegal copy gets lost on me. It's not, and despite what all of the people have been trying to complain about, the problem with mainstream press is that the prices are wrong. They don't understand the marketplace. My price may be wrong too. It may be just a bit too low. At the current moment, $4.99 when I started seemed a little bit too high. But it seems now that perhaps it might be too low. But I'm going to leave it at $4.99 because that $4.99 price point is my price point. That's part of my branding. It's part of the reality that I see in this marketplace. $4.95. That's what the paperbacks used to cost me, was $4.95, and I would buy them until cows returned to the barn at $4.95. It's not too much money to spend for a book. It's not too little for me to accept. $3.99 is actually a decent price point for that matter. But this idea that people who steal would be customers otherwise, which is the whole crux of it, this the whole thrust of the argument, is that people who steal the books would otherwise be customers. And that's where it breaks down, because that is not true. That is now, thanks to this research study, relatively clearly not true. Now, intuitively, I've always thought that, but there really wasn't any research on it until now. So that EU study was in music, and granted, music is not books, and books are not music, and EU is not America, and all the rest, but still, that's the strongest evidence in support of this belief that I've seen. Make the turn eastward. It's supposed to rain today. It's supposed to snow on Saturday. And I think Saturday is my anniversary date, so I may be walking in the snow that day. I haven't decided what to do, if I should do something special for the anniversary walk, other than acknowledge it. not really. I mean, if I think back across all the topics that I've covered, I've talked a lot about learning, I've talked a lot about education, I've talked a lot about books and publishing and writing and just the crap that goes on in my life. Like, it's of any general interest to anyone else, but everybody's still here, so, okay, fine. Monk pole. And I wonder if there's something I could do, something I should do. 2 years of talking on my morning walk, even though it hasn't been every morning. And I think I probably did better the first year than I did the second. Perhaps I'll do something in between in the third, or perhaps I'll do worse, or perhaps I'll do better, or perhaps it won't change. And perhaps it doesn't matter. The stress relief, I think, has helped a great deal. The having Endomondo track my times for me so that I know how long it's taken me to walk for a mile has given me an extra touchstone over and above the maps. Thank you, Paula Jackson, for the maps. She continues to provide me. I've got maps that go all the way to Hunts Valley to Balticon. Because in the last batch of maps, she said, so where do you want to end up? And so she's been giving me like 500 miles at a time. And she gave me like 1,600 miles worth. So I've got about 400 more miles to go. So 200 odd days. With any luck at all, I'll be walking to Balticon in time to actually appear at Balticon. That might be fun to stop 2 miles out and then walk in that morning. I wonder if I could time it that well. Probably not, but it's still a cute idea. Well, so years ago, and miles away, Brandon and I had this idea that we would do a promotional activity in advance of Balticon, to go around and visit libraries and give readings and introduce people to the work. That never actually happened. Sort of like a Mid-Atlantic tailgate tour ending up at Balticon. That could actually be fun. I need to get some books and paper. Well, of course, I'll buy next Balticon. I'll have all of my books will be in paper. And I'll have more books besides. 9 books now, 10 books soon. Oh, God, I've got to get this Greedock, the split head thing, off my table. Ah. All the time you've heard me say, I've got to get this, that, or the other thing off my desk. Yeah. I think history has proven it has to reach a critical mass before it actually happened. And I think we may be getting there now, because I was dreaming of Quith workers last night. I don't know quite what I'm going to do with that. But it prompted me to break out my copy of the starter and look at the insert. I'm trying to find a map. There's supposed to be a map of Ionath City somewhere in there. I didn't find it yet, but it's maybe because I haven't. I broke it open just before I was heading out to get the trash out and had to put it down. But the graphics in that book of Key and, all the various races are going to be quite helpful. I felt inspiration soaking into my face as I was looking at the various Quith, the warriors, the workers, and the leaders. And on the facing page was the Key. The Key don't look anything like what I expected they would look like. So that's going to color my... It's going to color my my image a bit. And I think for the better, it's going to help fill it in. I had this picture of the Key as being sort of slug-like. Fast slugs, but slugs. Where they had sort of an accordion body that shot out and then gripped on and then dragged the back port forward, sort of like an inchworm. If an inchworm was made out of Slinky. Forward and back, forward and back. But they have feet. I didn't know they had feet. I did not know they had feet. Go figure. Anyway. So, yeah. I'm quite excited. A, I've got the walk out of the way. B, wife was getting ready to go to work when I left. And probably will be in the shower by the time I get back. Which means she'll be shortly out of the house. Leaving it to me. To myself. And I can probably get a little bit of work done before I have to start the daily grind of, what am I going to fix for dinner? I do have to fix breakfast. I am hungry. Lord love a duck, I am hungry. I'm going to make chicken stew for supper. It's going to be cold and damp and ratty and ugly and chicken stew. I'm going to make chicken and dumplings. Ooh, that could be tasty. I haven't done that in a long time. Even have a little molasses to streusel on them. That would be very good. Oh, these ideas. Because by the end of the day, I'm going to be ready to do something else, like cook. Speaking of cook, I got a romance from BookBub the other day. I don't know, a couple weeks ago. Back to You. And the U is capital U, like university. And it's kind of cliche, but it is so adorable. I just can't get over it. I went to bed early last night so I could read a little bit before I fell asleep. I was so tired. I went to bed at 8:30. Read for about 40 minutes, which is good because I tried to read earlier in the day and fell asleep on the chair. So, yeah, apparently it was only for a couple of minutes, so it wasn't really a nap. It was just like, oh. Crap, I fell asleep. Hurt my neck. But back to you. Adorable. Quite adorable. Oh, and I heard from somebody about Anasazi Boys. I have to confess, I didn't actually read Anasazi Boys. I read American Gods, and I liked it a great deal. I have not read Anasazi Boys, and if memory serves, I had the same reaction to Anasazi Boys, and that was, I started reading it, and then put it down and never went back. In truth, I have the same problem with Connie Willis. A lot of her stuff. You know, her best things are short stories, I think, is what she made her name on. And she's made some good novels. And I really liked To Say Nothing of the Dog. I didn't care so much for Passages, although I did like Doomsday Book. But my wife pointed out Passages is Doomsday Book with the setting and names changed. Really? Apparently it is. I did like Doomsday Book. I liked her setup for the time travel. And it was the same time travel setup as To Say Nothing of the Dog. But I just read Jerome K. Jerome, Life on the Thames. Or Life on the River. Whatever it is. Oh, pretty consistent. 17, almost 18 minutes for the second mile. That's pretty good. 17 and a half for the first, 18 for the second. Not bad, not bad. So anyway, yeah, I confess that I have not myself read Anasazi Boys. I still think Neil Gaiman is a tremendous talent. Same thing holds for China Mieville. I read Perdido Street Station and thought it was wonderful, but I haven't been able to read anything that he's written since, and I'm not quite sure why. At any rate, 2 miles, I'm back. Time to find some breakfast, time to find a fresh cup of coffee, time to say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.